This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, this Caleb Williams story is really interesting. I'm going to lay it out here for a minute or so. If you haven't seen it yet.
And you know, one thing I think we should have pointed out when we did this the first time is that the quotes... These are Caleb Williams and his dad actually talking to Seth Wickersham.
Yeah.
Like, so these aren't anonymous quotes or anything. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's nice because it kind of answers a lot of questions people had before last year's draft about Caleb Williams and how his dad was trying to maneuver him around.
Yeah. So Seth Wickersham, an author, a writer, has a book coming out called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. And it's about quarterbacking at all levels. This is not a biography about Caleb Williams. He's just one of several quarterbacks and quarterbacks' families that Wickersham talked to for this book. But this is the most explosive of them, at least in the excerpts of the book. Some of them have made it out onto the internet. And yeah, so Caleb Williams and Carl Williams, Caleb's dad, both sat down with Seth Wickersham to have conversations about what it is we're about to lay out here. Caleb Williams and his family, before the draft last year, when they knew that the Bears had the first pick in the draft, began looking at lawyering up and circumventing the NFL draft, maybe even playing in the UFL for a year and then trying to swoop back into the NFL and pick which team he could go to. They looked into all the options. Caleb's dad, whose name is Carl, said, quote, "Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die," end quote. Tough to argue the other side of that, or to argue against him. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer in the history of the team. In an age where 4,000 yards passing ain't that big a deal anymore, you know?
I guess as far as the organization goes, I think it's not as much about the logo on the helmet as much as perhaps the McCaskey family and everything else that the organization itself, if they actually done everything to help these quarterbacks out.
And weather, you know, like Caleb Williams, you know, playing USC, you know, weather is an issue.
It's rough weather. There's one of the northern stadiums are one thing, but northern stadiums that are on a body of water
wind
is a whole different category. Yeah.
Wind is bad.
Wind and precipitation and everything else that comes with it.
Freezing rain, all of it. Yeah, so Carl Williams consulted with Archie Manning about how the Manning family played Eli's drafting back in 2004, where, if you recall, he was able to force his way out of San Diego and onto the Giants via a draft day trade. A few other things here, and then we'll share thoughts on it. Carl Williams thinks that the rookie salary cap is unconstitutional, thinks the NFL's collective bargaining agreement is the worst piece of dog poop that he's ever read.
Well, now, so Caleb Williams' dad, Carl, he was a very successful businessman, you know, before his son got rich. And they consulted a lot of lawyers. The part that's intriguing to me about this, because what I've read about it is like, listen, like as far as it being unconstitutional, there's so much precedent from various labor laws that, no, there's no way in hell that they could probably ever challenge it. And yet, a bunch of lawyers, when somebody comes up to him whose son is about to make $100 million or so, when presented with the question, hey, can we fight this? I think a lot of lawyers were like, sure.
Yeah.
Here's my hourly rate.
My hourly rate. Here's a percentage I get when we get your damages and everything. Right.
Well, they know they're not going to win.
Yeah. Oh, just to charge the hourly rate. Yeah. We'll put in a ton of time. So Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, to his credit, dug in and said, we're still drafting Caleb no matter what. Told the Williams family that. When Caleb Williams was discussing why he ended up not going John Elway on Chicago. If you recall, John Elway was another quarterback that was able to force his way out of a situation. He and his dad did it by just trashing the Baltimore Colts back in the day.
And the Colts actually drafted him, right?
They drafted him, but he was never going to go.
He went and played baseball. And he forced his way out to get back into the draft.
Yep. Okay. They drafted him and then traded him to Denver.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, okay, gotcha. They drafted him and then traded him to Denver. Caleb Williams didn't want to do that. He said, I didn't want to nuke the city, was his direct quote, talking about Chicago. So, and there's excerpts in here about just how bad Caleb Williams' time was during his rookie year, how janky it was behind the scenes with him and the help he was or wasn't getting with watching film.
Right, he was like basically it just sounded like he wasn't getting the instruction he thought he needed, and even in being instructed how to watch film or what he should be looking for, which is the Texans side of this is that, man, Matt Eberflus is a defensive-minded head coach who hired an offensive coordinator who, at least from Caleb Williams' perspective or the way he's telling the story, didn't really do a whole lot to help him.
Failed.
And this is the hazard of having a defensive-minded head coach. And with the Texans, D'Amico Ryans made the wrong decision in hiring Bobby Slowick. And you spent 2 years potentially having the worst, not a great guy, not a great coach working with your very young quarterback. Yep. It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
It's very much the hazards of hiring a defensive-minded head coach.
That's the Texans' angle to it for sure. Ross Tucker, so getting back to the Caleb Williams part of this, because it's a really interesting topic. The sense I get, my son lives in Chicago and listens to sports radio up there, and he and I talked last night, and I said, what are they saying up there? And he said, well, and he texted with his buddies who are all Bears fans. Most of them right now are blaming Eberflus and Shane Waldron, the OC that you're talking about, Seth. They're saying, well, look, Caleb was right about that. You know, his trepidation was not only about the organization and maybe the weather, it was about specifically Shane Waldron got mentioned by name in this excerpt in the book that there was a concern. I do wonder, like, if Caleb comes out and has another season. He wasn't horrible as a rookie, but the team wasn't very good. They lost 10 in a row at one point. His numbers were okay. His numbers weren't drastically different than CJ's numbers for his rookie year. He had 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. But obviously, there weren't a ton of wins. They were, you know, they're picking in the top 10 again for a reason. I do wonder, if I were a Bears fan, if this book would shorten the leash that I would have in terms of my emotions about Caleb. Like, if Caleb Williams comes out and plays poorly this year, he probably burned some goodwill, I would think, with some of the quotes in this book.
I guess I don't know. The part about it, though, is I think everything that Caleb Williams and his dad said, Bears fans probably agree with.
Yeah.
You know, like, they feel the same way about their organization's inability to either find or develop a good quarterback. So that part of it, and the fact that ultimately, you know, there's a psychologically, people tend to, if you dislike somebody at first, but then come around on them and like them, you tend to like them more than if you like them right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. There's like almost a cementing of the emotion.
Oh,
that's why it works so well in HBO series. You know, the WWE starts. Yeah,
that's why every heel who ever became.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A baby face is the most popular baby face of all time. Like, he's one of us now. Yeah.
So in a way, you know, Caleb Williams expressing that he had reservations, but at the end of the day, he couldn't nuke the city like that. And maybe, you know, because so many Bears fans were probably telling him how excited they were to have him there and everything. That part of it felt very human in a good way.
Yeah.
That there was some part of Caleb Williams that felt like, man, I can't do this to these people.
Well, and he to the point in the excerpts that I read where he was genuinely excited about being the guy who was going to buck that trend. I'm going to be the guy who comes in and, you know, saves Chicago football, at least passing offense wise. Ross Tucker had an interesting take on this. You just sent me this tweet. Caleb Williams, this is Ross Tucker, joins us throughout the football season. You can find him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. Caleb Williams and his father telling a writer that he didn't want to play for the Bears is way more concerning than him not wanting to play for the Bears. And that's an interesting angle. Like that, I'm assuming these interviews that Caleb and Carl Williams did took place after he was drafted by the Bears, and maybe they were talking anecdotally about how they were feeling leading up to it. But
that's true. If the book is being published right now, it's not like the interviews were done just a month ago or anything.
I would say either way, like even if he's doing an interview with an author before the draft and saying all these things about the team with the number one pick, or even if he's doing it, maybe it's two interviews. Maybe they interviewed before and after. Who knows? But I would say I kind of agree with Ross where, like, man, what are you doing any interview for a book where you're saying negative things about the team with the number one overall pick in the draft?
Well, I'm guessing the interview, at least one of the interviews, was done after the draft because Caleb says that he didn't go along with it.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. I think you could go two sides to this because the Williams also are probably tired of seeing all of the speculation. There's probably been false reports, even though the core truth is here about how they were operating. They probably get sick of, there's also a lot of false reports that go along with it, or they get the details wrong that maybe they just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah.
And it does. Again, just from these excerpts, and they don't tell the whole story, I put myself in the shoes of a Bears fan, and I like that Caleb Williams says he didn't want to nuke the city.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of a compliment to, you know, the city itself or the Chicago Bears sports fans. Like, hey, like Caleb Williams felt like, all right, this is how I would interpret it. All right, yeah, like he wanted to come in and turn this thing around and actually be the first great quarterback for the Bears. I'll take it.
The ultimate skeptical Bears fan would probably be, well, he was sitting and pondering nuking the city for a time there until he chose not to, right? I mean, you know, he's okay, these are the possible game plans we could use here.
That's why I love Khrushchev so much. Yeah, chose he could have nuked us, but he didn't.
That's why Seth's wearing a Khrushchev t-shirt today. Yeah. He's got a Khrushchev
jersey. People always want to ignore the great things he did.
That's right.
Khrushchev truther.
This is just beyond the Caleb Williams stuff. This sounds like an interesting book. They talk about Arch Manning in there and all the, apparently there's some really good stuff in there about what the high school quarterbacks are dealing with now.
As you know, I try to read every book written about the Patriots.
Yeah.
And Seth Wickersham's book was titled something like, It's Better to Be Feared, I think. And it's about about Belichick. Read it a few years ago. And I just remember, I've got it in my notes somewhere. All of the factual errors that were in it based on just what I know about the game of football, then I'm like, all right, well, I can't really trust a lot of this other dirt you're putting in this book because you've said things that are just like factually wrong about the way the NFL operates already. He also took a shot at sports radio hosts in there too.
He did?
He said something like, you know, the writers really try to get it right. Sports radio hosts are just good at basically having a conversation with themselves for hours. And I'm like, yes, we are good at that.
Yeah.
But I feel like if anything, we rely on the sports writers. We have a symbiotic relationship. We're talking about Seth Wickersham right here. People might buy his book because they hear us talking about him. But by and large, I feel like we actually get it way more right than a lot of the sports writers because we're in a rough draft format and we can go back and correct ourselves.
That's right.
We can just say, I might be wrong today, but when I realize I was wrong, I can come back tomorrow.
Tell
and be like, hey,
you.
By the way, yeah.
I will tell you.
Sorry about that.
Oopsie, yeah.
And since that kind of fits into the theme with me being stupid the last couple days,
yeah.
I saw that tweet by Ross Tucker, so I wanted to text it to you, and I realize now that I texted it to Ross Tucker. So Ross Tucker is now aware of his own tweet.
Just followed up with a text saying, this was a really good thought that Sean and I just discussed for the last 6 minutes.
We got to, well, we have to, I feel disingenuous doing that because he was the leader of the worst take, he was the champion take a mania. For like a month and a half.
Do we have to tell him
I don't know if he's
that?
Aware of it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to tell him. We have to have him on for whatever he's promoting next. We'll have him on.
Next time we have him on, we will tell him that the segment that's sweeping the nation, that we'll do in 20 minutes, by the way, take a mania, worst take of the week. We told him
when he gave us that take.
We didn't like it.
He told that take to our faces. We said it was one of the worst takes we've ever heard.
The funniest part.
So he shouldn't be surprised that we had it up as a really bad take for a long time.
Real quick, for those who don't know the take we're talking about, it's Ross Tucker talking about how he would give negative reviews and tell people not to go to certain restaurants just so he wouldn't have to wait for tables. Restaurants that he liked. So he wouldn't have to wait for a table. The best part about that was when he said that was his tactic and that he actually saw visible results of that. And you go, someone thinks pretty highly of themselves.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of that segment.
I found some of my notes from that book. Yeah. One of the things was he said that Belichick was the first coach with the Patriots to print out huge game plan books for his players with all the stats and everything. Like, they've been doing that forever.
Yeah. Maybe Pete Carroll didn't. You know, Pete Carroll just rah-rahed everybody. But others.
Oh no,
did.
Some coaches do rah-rah.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Of
others.
But no,
others
it's not like Belichick was the first guy to lean into the statistical prep for the upcoming opponent.
Good call, Seth. It's better to be feared: the New England Patriots dynasty in the pursuit of greatness. That was the name
Casario's in there. There's a little couple clips about Casario. They speak positive about him and Josh McDaniels being these young up-and-comers.
There you go. Hey, Aggies, you won something in the SEC this past year, but I don't know that this is a category that you're going to be into. We'll have that for you. Take a mania coming up at the top of the hour. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.